Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang joins me, my colleague and co-host and friend. And we're headed to Canada, to Charles Burton of the Synopsis Institute, because there's an election within these next days, hours. And the two candidates could not be more clearly defined apart from each other. Mark Carney, former Central Banker of Canada and the United Kingdom, England, as well as the executive in charge of a large real estate company around the world, not a politician. And Pierre Poilievre, who, with his French name, is in fact much of a cowboy from out west, where glory lives. And he's younger, he's 45, he is a politician. However, the contest right now, according to the FT, that's London reporting, is Carney's to lose. We welcome Charles Burton to help us understand Mr. Carney and China. Charles, a very good day to you. The recent article in the National Post indicates that Mr. Carney is favored by the People's Republic of China in some fashion, supporting his tweets, blasting them out to a large audience on WeChat. What is it that they like about him, if it is accurate? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, yes, you're right. There's a Canadian election underway. This evening will be the first candidates debate in the French language, which yesterday they changed the time for the debate. It was originally scheduled for 8 p.m., but there's an important game of the Montreal Canadiens hockey team that may get them into closer contention for the finals. And so the debate has been changed to 6 p.m. to make sure that everyone can see the game. There has been a security and intelligence threats to elections task force, which is a unit of the Canadian government composed largely of people from our security agency, that held a press conference indicating that Mr. Carney has been promoted by the Chinese regime through unusual activity in the in WeChat to directed towards Canadians who read the Chinese language. The article suggests that in the course of the Brexit negotiations that he was tangentially involved in as the governor of the Bank of England, he was the only adult in the room, and characterize him as a rock star economist. And I think to appeal to Chinese sensibilities, put a lot of praise onto his humble beginnings, leading to academic excellence, both at Harvard University and Oxford University. So, you know, the article was clearly tailored to try and convince the Chinese vote in Canada, which is quite significant in some parts of the country and in British Columbia and north of Toronto, that Mr. Carney is by far the superior candidate. Anyway, the fact that the government has come out suggesting that the Chinese regime is interfering in Canadian democratic process, that's quite significant. But there is more. Mr. Carney also recently met with the Jiangsu Commerce Council of Canada, who put a big piece on their website describing his entry into politics as an important turning point in the upgrading of Canada-China relations, and said they had an in-depth exchange with him where he praised the pioneering role of the Chinese business community in emerging fields like clean technology, digital trade, and financial technology. Photos on the group's website show Mr. Carney with their leadership. But Mr. Carney, in a Thursday news conference on the campaign trail, says, "I've never heard of this group. I certainly didn't have a set-up meeting with this group." Well, that's not all with the Jiangsu Commerce Council of Canada. There was a candidate in North Toronto called Paul Chiang, former police officer, who was running against a man called Zhou Tay. Mr. Tay is one of the Hong Kong Chinese in Canada who has been subject to a bounty of $1 million Hong Kong dollars if he's brought in so that he can face charges under the Hong Kong national security law. So the revelation came out that Mr. Chang had suggested to his followers that they should take Mr. Tay to the Chinese consulate in Toronto and collect the $1 million of Hong Kong dollars. Mr. Carney, you know, under normal circumstances, one would expect that this would result in having Mr. Tay removed as the candidate, but that did not happen. In fact, it was only when the RCMP announced that they were investigating Mr. Chang for possible charges that Mr. Chang withdrew. Mr. Carney then appointed Mr. Yuan. Mr. Yuan is, in fact, the honorary chairman of the Jiangxi Commerce Council of Canada, the same one that Mr. Carney said he never met with, and has been shown on video singing a song called My Chinese Heart, the lyrics of which, aside from suggesting loyalty to the motherland, suggest that even though I wear Western clothes, my Chinese heart can never change. The Liberal Party has suggested that this gentleman, who has also been active in pro-Chinese assumption of the island of Taiwan as a province of China, is a fine fellow who had passed their vetting process, and Mr. Carney has put out a very strong statement of support for this particular candidate. So, you know, there does seem to be an awful lot of murky relations between Mr. Carney and China, and some somewhat inexplicable determinations on his part that favor China. In other words, once they removed the first pro-China candidate, they put in one which seems to be even more implicated in the agenda of the People's Republic of China into the role, which in this particular riding will almost certainly result in him becoming a member of parliament. So there's an awful lot there that is a cause of concern, and I think a cause of concern to the United States if you have a Canadian prime minister who is so clearly in favor of Chinese purposes in North America.
Gordon, you have a question for Charles.
Charles, if somebody of Mark Carney's China connections were running for president of the United States, you know, we're the country just south of you, that person would automatically be withdrawn. They just couldn't stand it. How is Mark Carney doing with his China connections? Do regular Canadians care about this?
I don't. I think the election has been so taken up with who is the best person to counter defend the Canadian economy against the implications of the Trump tariffs that nothing else seems to matter. I mean, it's not just about China. There, his extreme views on environment, which would suggest that he wouldn't be supportive of Canada exporting energy to other countries through setting up pipelines across sensitive areas of the country that are under the lands of indigenous peoples, or allowing for the setting up of infrastructure in the north to exploit critical mineral reserves. And he has quite extreme views, I think, on diversity, equity, and inclusion. In fact, in a lot of ways, he's more to the left and more assertive in these regards than Mr. Trudeau was. And so if the election was not being run based on how Canada can maintain our prosperity and employment of our people in the face of the challenge of the Trump tariffs, then I think, you know, we'd go back to the situation where of a few months ago before Mr. Trump made these moves of Mr. Poiliev leading by 20%, because I think Canadians want to see Canada turning in a more right-wing way, exploiting our resources and getting our energy to tidewater for export both to Asia and to Europe. So if Mr. Carney wins, as it's now looking he may win, then we're going to have this man in power in Canada for 5 years.
Charles, Ontario is a dominant vote, I understand, about how Canada works. despite the fact of the West being suspicious of Mr. Carney's energy policies? Does Ontario, where there's not a vast amount of people from Chinese origin, does Ontario pay attention to possible interference by China? Is that an issue, a threat to democracy? We have about a minute.
I think that these things don't seem to have much resonance with the population at large. There's a front page article in the Globe and Mail about a Chinese United Front organization that has been complicit in money laundering. You know, people like me read it and despair. But I think the average Canadian is more concerned about matters of employment, healthcare, and those things that are housing, things that are more directly related to their individual lives.
Charles Burden of Synopsis, giving us an understanding of where the contest is now with a day's hours to go. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.